All right, good morning on a Make Us Laugh Monday.
I don't know if I have anything to make you laugh, though.
Yeah, well, maybe next week. I'll give you a whole week to get ready, okay?
All right, I'll try.
In the meantime, we've got... I have been preparing. I have to say, for Caleb and I, it can be something we know we've got 167 hours and 58 minutes after we finish the jokes to go ahead and get that done for the following week.
Sure.
And yet it can be like a homework assignment in school where maybe sometimes we're scurrying just before the joke time on a Monday to gather some acorns. You know what I mean?
Sure. That's how you approached homework then, was to wait right until the,
far
the
too
last
often.
Minute.
Far too often. Far too often. Yeah.
All right.
Anything to recap from the weekend for you?
No, you know, it was a good weekend. I saw Avatar yesterday with Alex.
What'd you think?
Loved it. It was really good. It was visually quite stunning. And, you know, it was interesting. Before the movie came out, James Cameron invested a lot of money in the movie. And they had said he would have to make like $1 billion in order to break even. And he did. I mean, he's far overshot that at this point. But it was really good. Definitely worth seeing.
Huh. Had you seen the first one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, we watched it again this weekend. Just kind of prep for coming into this one.
You had a big Avatar weekend then. All right.
Yeah. My favorite character was actually a character that's like a whale. So I liked a fish best, let's just say. So
interesting, because I know at MyCon downtown, the movie Whale is actually showing, but that's not about a whale.
Right.
All right.
So. Sure. Yeah. I also would like to see that one.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. All right. We've got Crab Fest continuing here in February. The Pressure's Off is the Larry Crabb book that you take more than two pages to write about this one.
Yeah, so The Pressure's Off, you know, again, Larry kind of continues on his journey here. And one of the big things that he often talked about was living in the reality of the New Covenant, that we're not saved by the old way of the written code, right? But that we're saved by the Spirit. And he talks a lot in here about Romans 7. Saying, but now by dying to what once bound us, we've been released from the law so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. And so, you know,
hello? We just lost you. Weird. That's never happened before. In 4 years of this, he just like, we lost him. All right. Well, I don't know. I'll try to call him back. In the meantime, that in fact is what Larry went ahead and called his ministry was New Way Ministries, was based on that. So I am ringing Jason Kanz and see if we can get him back here on WWIB. And so, boy, that didn't work either. All right, we'll try it again. Here on WWIB, so that verse again from Romans 7 talked about, but now... Here we go. We got him back. I don't know what happened. All right. We got you back. Yeah. You just kind of disappeared into thin air.
Yeah. My phone just started beeping.
Huh? Yeah. All right. Well, we were not getting you. All right. So I think we've covered that. The Pressure's Off. And then I tried to fill time. All right. So that's another excellent book, workbook, etc. You can get as again, Larry Crabb went to be with the Lord 2 years ago. This month on February 28th and left behind a legacy of rich reading for the rest of us. And speaking of rich reading, we've got a lot in Philippians 3, 12 through 14. So give us what you can.
I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on to possess the perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us.
Mm. All right, so you say, I do not expect perfection from you. I know your heart and I understand the realities of life in a broken creation. When you try to be perfect, you get discouraged by your sinfulness and give up. Instead, keep pressing on toward life in my Son. You already belong to him. You cannot fail. When you veer off the narrow road, he'll bring you back. When you get lost, he's eager to steer you in the right direction. You did not make it this far by yourself. You cannot finish the journey on your own. Here is what I want you to live. And keep walking. When you fall, get up. When you lose sight of the path, come back. Do not keep looking back at where you've been. Getting discouraged by how much sin litters the road, Jesus has already taken care of that. Instead, keep your eyes focused on my kingdom. Keep ascending Zion's Hill, remembering the reward that awaits you, life with me. Final word.
Yeah, again, I think it's about the journey. I think it's about journeying with and toward Christ.
Mm-hmm. What stands out to me is the press on there, and hence we've got a song from Mandisa about that. Thanks, Jason. We'll talk to you tomorrow and hopefully not lose connection here on WWIB. Press on, Mandisa on Whip 16 Degrees. We got through that 5 minutes without talking about the upcoming snow. My buddy Al from my other job telling a joke on the listener line. We will share that with you coming up here on the Whip Wake Up Show. I think you're going
to
like it.
A frog hops into a bank and proceeds to hop up on the loan officer's desk. He looks at the loan officer and says, "I would like a loan." The loan officer, whose name is Paddywhack, says, "What are you going to use for collateral?" The frog says, "My dad's Mick Jagger." Paddy tells the frog that unless Mr. Jagger is going to co-sign on the loan, that means nothing. So the frog pulls out of his pocket a glass statue and says, "Use this for collateral." Paddy, at this point, is getting a bit flustered, grabs the statue, walks into her boss's office. She says, "I've got a frog at my desk wanting a loan, and he's only got this glass statue for collateral. What is this statue anyway?" Her boss says, "It's a knick-knack, Paddywhack. Give the frog a loan. His old man's a rolling stone."
There we go, Al. His first joke, sharing it on the listener line. He's got a lot of them, folks, so this might not be his only one. Hopefully not. Hopefully he makes a return visit. Very good stuff, Al. Thank you for taking the time to share that over the weekend on the listener line, and we invite other listeners to do the same. I don't know if you can top that one from Al, but give it a shot. Weekend recap, WWIB, the Whip Wake Up Show on a Make Us Laugh Monday. Thanks to Al and Eau Claire, also already had a joke we played before 7. Good one, Al. Appreciate it. A weekend of connecting with people, from the usual Saturday morning breakfast at Randy's, and my wife and I with friends, to a celebration of life for Dick Wagner in Eau Claire. He was almost 90 years old. The biggest thing remembering about Dick, Caleb, he taught dance lessons at the church on one occasion. Very talented, very bright, and as widow saying that he loved being on the water in the boat. So, again, he will be missed. Meanwhile, hung out with more friends on Saturday night. Sunday, invited to both a birthday party and a potluck. So you can only eat so much food and visit so much. So happy birthday to my friend Mark, celebrating this week, but he'll be traveling internationally. So some of what I took part in.
Well, Saturday morning was the last morning for Cooper and myself going to Little Dribblers basketball at the Y, so that was a lot of fun, and he really enjoyed it, learned a lot in the last several weeks, So thank you again to everybody involved with that, with the Y and the McDonald basketball program. Then I got to see Coach Cooper and the McDonald Lady Macs down in Neillsville, made that trip over to the beautiful city of Neillsville, great field house there, their venue, and took in the Clover Belt crossover first place game, broadcast that one, and so that led to a very late night, and then early morning on Sunday going to church, and it was a special service on Sunday, a commissioning service. So the first time my church, again, we're a small church, the first time we've actually been able to commission and send out missionaries from our own body. And so a couple from our church, including the wife Betsy that I grew up with, and so known her all her life pretty much, and then her wonderful husband Christian and their three children are going to Central Africa. And so it was a special time of being able to pray with and for them and lay hands on them and send them out to the mission field too. So and after that, my family went home mid-afternoon, a little earlier than usual from Rice Lake, and kind of rested the rest of the day. So
well, I was going to say, a lot of travel for you, because Friday night you traveled to Thorpe to do a b-ball game.
Yeah, there were a lot of very late nights for me last week.
Get some rest sometime. Maybe.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
The Whip Wake Up Show, Make Us Laugh Monday. This is the time of the week we share our best jokes, 3 apiece. I'll start it off here on this Monday, President's Day. No President's jokes for me, though. Caleb, why don't scientists trust atoms?
Gotta tell me.
Because they make up everything.
Oh, Well, my first joke this morning. Every morning after I get out of the house, a bike comes out of nowhere and runs me over.
Uh-huh.
It's a vicious cycle.
It is. All right, this one's a little longer. Here we go. A rancher from Texas comes to Wisconsin to see how a dairy farm operates. The farmer and the rancher get into the farmer's truck, and the rancher from Texas says, "When I get my truck in Texas, it takes me all day to cross my property." And the Wisconsin farmer says, "I had a truck like that once."
Oh, man. Well, I was abducted by aliens. They made me wash my hands, clean my room, and eat my vegetables. Turns out I was on the mothership.
That's good. I like it. Oh, that is funny. Finally this morning, especially in the heels of all the balloon concerns, if the Goo Goo Dolls and Lady Gaga ever tour together, it can be called the Goo Goo Gaga Tour.
There you go. Might actually go watch that. Oh, and finally for me on a Make Us Laugh Monday here in the WIB Wake Up Show, the salesman at the furniture store told me this sofa will seat 5 people without any problems. I said, "Where in the world am I going to find 5 people without any problems?"
I like it.
All right.
Good job. The WIB Wake Up Show on a Monday morning, Make Us Laugh Monday. My mom texting in saying, "Caleb and you had some really good jokes today." So there we go.
Well, thank you, Margie.
She doesn't do that all the time, so thank you.
I know.
Her birthday tomorrow, by the way.
Wow, so, all right.
Yeah. All right, well, signs you're officially an adult, Caleb.
Yes, so we're talking real adult. Not the day that you turn 18, uh-huh. but when it's like, wow, I've officially reached adulthood. How about this? You buy toilet paper and paper towels before you actually need them.
Yeah, there you go.
Stocking up.
Signs you're an adult. How about you have an expensive coffee maker?
Maybe. You put a bowl of lemons in your kitchen.
That's not something kids do.
I haven't done that yet, but I do love the smell of lemons.
All right. Another sign you're officially an adult, your mattress is in the middle of the wall instead of in the corner.
Yeah. There you go. Signs you're officially an adult, you no longer want to accept money from your parents when they try to give it to you.
There you go. Another sign you're officially an adult, when you ditch the hand-me-down vacuum and actually read reviews to buy the best vacuum out there.
We've totally done that. Oh, goodness. Signs you're officially an adult here on the WIB Wake Up Show when you have to be out of the house by 7 p.m. or you're staying in.
I hear you. Oh, a lot of people talk about nights in winter, and they're just like, "I'm just not going out." Another sign you're officially an adult, when you buy expensive coasters.
I haven't reached that point yet. When you tell people to take off their shoes upon entering your home, you are officially an adult. Yeah.
When you stop caring about the cost of food. Oh, I don't know that ever happens.
See, yeah, not anymore.
Yeah.
Inflation, those burritos that you get, they've gone up so much, too. How about this? When you go multiple months straight without missing a student loan payment, you're officially an adult.
And finally this morning, you're officially an adult when you're always wondering how you hurt your back or your neck.
Right? There's always an ache or a pain.
What's with this knee pain?
Yes. Speaking of knees, Evan Kraft, "Fight on My Knees."
They're now saying Tuesday night, a 90% chance of 3 to 7 inches of snow in the Chippewa Valley. Then during the day on Wednesday, an 80% chance of another 1 to 3 inches with a high near 26. And Wednesday night, they keep getting bigger on this, Caleb. It started 4 to 8. It was 5 to 9. They're now saying 100% chance of 6 to 10 inches of snow Wednesday night. I've got to stop. There's more snow in the forecast for Thursday, but I can't take it anymore.
That is a lot.
So this is what we get for having a pretty mild 3 weeks of February.
I know that it comes with a vengeance, right?
I guess so.
Hi, this is Al. From Tilden, and we have cabin fever.
It's President's Day.
And boy, we have some factoids on a lot of different presidents.
We sure do. For instance, at 5'4" tall and 100 pounds, did the man never eat? James Madison was the smallest president ever. Who was the tallest, Caleb?
That would be Honest Abe Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
We're not fooling. He was 6'4".
Yeah. Also, Virginia has been the birthplace of the most U.S. presidents. How many?
8 of them. Facts about U.S. presidents here on President's Day. John Tyler had the most children, 15 kids.
It's a lot. Thomas Jefferson had a mockingbird named Dick. Jeff used to walk all over the White House with Dick on his shoulder. Jeff is short for Jefferson. And he even trained the bird
This is
to
weird.
Eat food right out of his own mouth.
It doesn't seem terribly presidential.
No, thank you.
Facts about U.S. presidents. John Quincy Adams used to go for a swim in the Potomac River every morning.
Okay. Wow. There you go. Also, here's another example that we don't always vote the most intelligent folks to be president, according to what this report says. Andrew Jackson thought that the world was flat.
Oh.
All right. Well, a number of people did for a lot of years.
Some
people still do.
Calvin Coolidge, President Coolidge, famously refused to use the telephone for presidential business. The first telephone was installed by Rutherford B. Hayes in 1877.
All right. Meanwhile, William Henry Harrison was America's ninth president for just 31 days before succumbing to pneumonia.
Facts about presidents here on the WIB Wake Up Show. According to White House lore, the Prince of Wales brought such an enormous entourage with him from Great Britain when visiting the White House in 1860 that then President James Buchanan slept in the hallway to accommodate them. What a gracious man.
I'll guess so. Wow.
But also it's like, wait, you brought how many people with?
Hey, not only did 38th President Gerald Ford work as a Yellowstone park ranger during the summer of 1936, but he also struck some poses for a couple of magazines in the 40s.
Well, when JFK John F. Kennedy applied to his father's alma mater, Harvard University, his dad, Joseph, wrote to the dean that, quote, Jack has a very brilliant mind for the things in which he is interested, but is careless and lacks application in those in which he is not interested. This is, of course, a bad fault. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah. Lyndon B. Johnson owned 5 pet dogs over the course of his presidency.
Another factoid about Calvin Coolidge on his President's Day. Former President Coolidge had a mechanical horse installed in the White House to keep his horseback riding skills sharp.
That must have been some mechanical horse. On June 6, 1892, President Benjamin Harrison became the first president spectator at a Major League Baseball game. It wasn't until 1910 that President Taft began the tradition of having the sitting president throw the first pitch of each season.
And a final factoid on this President's Day, while William McKinley was the first president to ride in an automobile while in office.
Also note that former President Carter, who at 98 is the longest lived American president, nobody else has made it to that age. Over the weekend, he entered home hospice in Plains, Georgia.